obviously knowing how important this game is against San Diego, what do you attribute that start to, for you guys?
I don't know, maybe a little bit of letdown from the other night. We had a good third period, and you know, sometimes when things start going good, you kind of forget what got you there, I think, a little bit. And you know, I think the other night in the third period, we worked hard. We put the pucks down below their D, put pucks in the net, and I think you know, in the first period of the night, we were just trying to be a little too cute, a little too fancy. And you know, they're a good team over there. They're gonna, you make mistakes, they're gonna put them away on you.
What did you see in that second period that allowed you to kind of push back a little bit?
It took us a little while to get going the second still. You know, I thought halfway through the second we started playing more of our game and getting on their D a bit more and getting some turnovers. And, you know, it's funny. It's always the same stuff, same cliches. But, you know, we need to get down the pucks down low and get working on them. And, you know, we keep turning pucks over up high. It's going to be tough to win games.
You've obviously recently returned to the lineup, and the Moose are in the thick of a playoff battle. So based on your experience in pro hockey, what can you maybe do to help these guys get to the place they want to be?
I'll just make sure that I'm, you know, take care of myself first, and just making sure I'm simple early on in games and making sure I'm getting the puck out of my own zone and getting it deep in theirs. And, you know, for me, that's where it starts every night. If, you know, you can usually watch my games. If I turn the puck over pretty early in the first, it's I'm usually fighting it and falling behind. And get that puck in deep and make a couple easy chips early on. We get the work down there, and it's a little bit of a mental thing. You know, once you get working down there, you start feeling good, and you know, it's easy to move into your next shift and keep things going. So I think you know, as an older guy, I just gotta, you know, make sure I'm doing my part early on in games, and you know, trying to get these guys thinking the right way.
You and Jake Dotchin appeared to have a little something going there. What can you tell us about that whole exchange?
You know, they're just they play hard over there, and I could hear it from the bench all night. I made a couple plays. I can hear them yapping over there, and after I put the one in there, I just kind of said something as I came by the bench. And you know, good on Jake for standing up for his team. And you know, I turned around, he was right there. And you know, that's what good hockey teams do, they stand up for each other. So you know, kudos to him. He got the feather in the cap tonight, and he deserves it, so good for him.
You made a reference, I guess it looked like a gesture, about his previous conditioning. Is that, he gets that a lot?
I'm sure he does. I mean, hey, be a pro, man. I've been there before. I showed up to camp a couple times heavy, and you know, it's a tough lesson to learn, but you know, this is the world of social media, and we all know what's going on. So you want to yap and take care of your business,
and not out of bounds for players to.
Well, I don't care. I'll go across the line every time. It doesn't bother me.
Okay, Christian Vesalainen left his team, came back. How tricky is that, you know, to welcome a guy who didn't want to be here most of the year?
You know, I wouldn't say he didn't want to be here. You know, as a young player, a first round pick, you get some options to kind of pick where you play, and at a young age, it's nice to play at home, I think. And you know, I'm not sure how his season went, but I thought he was okay tonight. I thought he got better as the game went on, and I'm sure if you ask him, it's probably tough jumping in right away. This is real hockey here right now, and this is playoff hockey. And I've never played over there, but this time of the year when you got big guys going out there and playing hard, it's a different game. So I think you know, it's taking a little bit, but he'll figure it out. He's a big boy, he's a good player, so I think we'll just try and help him along here.
What could he potentially add to you guys?
Well, I think just some depth down that left wing. You know, I think anytime you get big size and skilled players, that's a bonus. And, you know, him coming in late in the year, I think we just get his feet under him. And, you know, I'm sure he's a bit tired of traveling all week and, you know, time changing that. So we'll get him going here in practice tomorrow, and I'm sure he'll help us down the stretch.
Costly loss today. You guys have been going so hard and doing so well. A bit of a letdown?
A little bit of a letdown for sure. I mean, it's tough. Anytime you're losing at home, I think we've been done such a good job here of late, taking care of business at home. And, sometimes you're bound to have letdowns. I think as a, you know, as a group of mostly younger players, it's a good learning experience. I think, you know, like I said before, we take care of our first periods and kind of get back to the, you know, the grindstone here. I think we'll be okay.